Miss Angela, A-N-G-E-L-E-A, last name Cadwalder, C-A-D-W-A-L-D-E-R, 1-879, chief complaint, cough, congestion, difficulty breathing. She was had a terrible day yesterday because she couldn't breathe. COVID immunization, none, allergy, penicillin, codeine, tramadol, but she can take carocephin injection. Our patient is a 44-year-old woman who started getting sick yesterday, has been exposed to all kinds of cough, cold, and flu-type symptoms. Her flu test was negative today. She did not want to be tested for COVID. She doesn't feel like she has COVID, period. Medications, none. Medical problems, heart issues. Has seen a cardiologist in the past. Not a big issue at this time. Not taking any medication. Surgery, C-section, hysterectomy, social, does smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Last period, 2020. She doesn't use drugs, family history non-contributory. Today on exam, she weighs 153 pounds, 96%, 98.3. 1883, 150 over 90. Blood pressure is elevated because of current illness. Heart pauses, home pauses, two lungs, bronchi rouse, a few wheezes, abdomen soft, TMs are red, pushed in pharynx is red, inflamed, logical non-focal, anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Procedure after patient was after consent was obtained, patient was given a breathing treatment with albuterol 2.5 milligram per 3 cc. Patient had great response. And number two, we're going to give her rocephin a gram now. Next one's Decadron 8 milligram now. Next one's flu test is negative. Next one's sent home with a Z-Pak, Medrol dose pack, albuterol inhaler, and Bromford DM. Next one's always rinse her mouth afterward. Next one's if not better in 2 days, we'll come back for a chest x-ray. I'm trying to keep the funds. Since patient is self-funded, I'm trying to keep the procedures at bay per patient request. Thank you.